What I wanted to talk about today is kind of take a step back from giving you direct advice on what to do on certain things and kind of tell you about my current struggles as a software developer. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can, but for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. Hello. So over the weekend, I did something that I probably shouldn't have. I went back and listened through some of my old podcast episodes, and it's still very cringy. Let me tell you, it doesn't get any less awkward recording these, and then even more so actually listening to myself. It's never fun to listen to your own recording of your own voice. I don't know anybody who actually enjoys that. I definitely don't, but that doesn't stop me from doing this because I do enjoy, obviously, creating these podcasts and creating these YouTube videos. If you are watching on YouTube, it's part of the fun. I've actually really enjoyed this, but one of the things that I noticed on some of my first episodes was the fact that I, on the first ones, because my only goal was to just sit down and do the podcast, I was way less scripted, quote unquote. Not that I ever script my podcast episodes, but now I do have at least some kind of goal in the videos to provide some kind of resources or tools or advice that I can give you that I truly believe can be helpful to you. But in that, I think I lost some of the genuinality. That's not a word. Genuineness? Also not a word. I lost just like the ability to just speak into the camera without thinking twice about it, because now I'm way more conscious about what it looks like on the editing side and all of these other things. But anyway, that's besides the point. What I wanted to talk about today is kind of take a step back from giving you direct advice on what to do on certain things and kind of tell you about my current struggles as a software developer. That being said, I, like I said, have been working as a software developer now for about 2 years, a little bit more, a little bit less. Maybe I'm, obviously you guys know, very bad at time, with time and with words sometimes as well. But yeah, I've been working as a software developer for some time now. I graduated from a coding bootcamp, which you can listen to those episodes. I was going to say you can watch all about that. Also not a phrase. Where are my English words today? What I'm trying to say is that I am a software developer. I graduated from a coding bootcamp. I am a freelancer with several different things. I'm also a coding bootcamp instructor. And obviously, as you're listening to this right now, I also enjoy creating podcasts and YouTube videos and ideally YouTube tutorials for you guys as well on things that I struggled with when I was learning and trying to simplify some things that shouldn't be as difficult to learn, but they are. Obviously, teaching is like a huge passion of mine. As much as I try to get away from teaching, it always kind of comes back to me. Before teaching at coding bootcamp, for years I was teaching foreign languages, both German and English. And just like when I was teaching German and English, I learned a lot more about those languages when I taught them. And the exact same thing goes with teaching at a coding bootcamp, as I teach HTML, CSS, JavaScript, jQuery, React, all of the things. I learn more every single time about these things. But yeah, so today's purpose is to talk about my struggles, or my current struggles and things that I'm facing just as a human being during COVID and Snowmageddon and all of these things. So without much rhyme or reason, the reason I'm listing out all of the things that I do is, well, for starters, as you know, I am terrible at time management, which is not something I am proud of, nor is it getting any better, unfortunately. I am gonna have to try some kind of method if you guys have, and I have episodes on it because I've done so much research on time management and how to like be better at time management, but actually applying those things is very difficult for me. But that's, I don't want to spend too much time talking about time management because I know I'm going to have a trillion more videos about that and podcast episodes, and I already have a couple where I cover the importance of it, even though I think the only reason I know why it's so important is because it's something that I struggle with. The second thing that I really wanted to talk about today is the fact that I'm having such a hard time deciding on what to focus on or what to focus my time on when I'm not like actually working, whether when I'm not teaching, when I'm not working on an actual project for my freelancing jobs, because there's so many things that I could be doing. And I know this goes for like everybody, like every human, not just software developers. But that being said, as a software developer, you and I both know that there is so much to be learned, and the feeling of never knowing enough and never getting to the point where you know enough to actually feel like competent in anything, that point like never comes. And so as a software developer, there's so much to learn that it's sometimes hard to know what to focus on, especially if you aren't learning through a boot camp or through university and you're trying to go through the self-teach route. I do give a lot of tips and tricks on how to do that if you want to check out some of my past episodes. But even like even if you do a boot camp, even if you're in the process of applying for a job or have a job and want to kind of like move forward with that, there's so much to be learned that sometimes it's really hard, especially for me, to know what to focus my time on, because I don't know if I should be diving deeper into the things that I already know or have learned already, or whether I should be picking up brand new languages, or whether I should be diving into the back end a bit more or understanding a little bit more of like web design. So more of the design aspect. There's, like I said, there's so many branches that you can go into as a software developer. And I think that's maybe one of the struggles as a freelancer, is the fact that because I can get pulled in so many different directions, it's both like a luxury and I don't know the word for it, like a blocking thing, a thing that blocks me, like a blocking thing, the fact that there's so many decisions that I so many directions that I'm getting pulled that it's hard for me to know which one I should really focus on. So just to give you an example of some of the things that I want to focus on my free time, is as a bootcamp grad, we obviously learn how to create a lot of web applications. And even within that, I don't know if I should be spending time on creating like quality or quantity web apps. So one thing that I want to do is build a lot more web apps. I'm currently building one out that I'm actually really excited about. Hopefully I'll get that out soon enough for you guys to like be able to actually use it. But even within web apps, am I supposed to be focusing on more complex web applications where I'm diving deeper into the things that I've already learned, or should I just worry about getting a ton of web apps out there to fill my portfolio, quote unquote, to show that I have experience? Like either one is going to show that I have experience, right? I don't know which one takes precedence. And I guess one thing that I tell you guys to do all the time is know your end goal. And that's one of my issues, is I really enjoy freelancing. Obviously my ultimate goal is to travel the world and be able to do this kind of remotely. But at the same time, I understand that having something a little bit more stable where you're focused on one specific thing kind of leads you to focus on one thing and you don't have to think about it because you're getting experience from that one job. And obviously with that comes like financial stability and location stability, and there's kind of like a tug of war, is that a thing? A tug of war between having that like financial and just stability all around versus having the freedom of being a freelancer, which I really enjoy. But obviously it comes with its struggles, which is the whole purpose of this episode. Another thing that I would like to focus my time on is learning a new language. So as a WordPress developer, I'm not very well versed at all in PHP or Laravel, and those are two language and framework that work really well and work hand in hand with WordPress. And I know that as a developer, it would make me a way stronger candidate or way stronger WordPress developer if I were to focus my time on that. But again, it's pulling away from the things that I already know. So it's kind of that tug of war again, pulling my focus onto something else, which is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I just struggle with having the time to either do both or kind of putting one thing, maybe that's it. My struggle is like putting one thing to the side and not knowing when to just kind of set something to the side and not focus on it. Another thing that I would like to spend more time on are these episodes, actually, this podcast recording, the YouTube tutorials. I think through tutorials, again, I love teaching, and I believe that through the tutorials, not only does it help me really and truly grasp some of the things that I learned, but also I enjoy helping you guys, and I enjoy making things simpler. And so really, I just wanted to share with you that even though I'm giving all of these tips and advice and tricks and resources on these episodes to kind of give you the reality side of things, where I don't just have all the answers, because I most definitely do not, that I myself actually struggle through a lot of the normal things that a lot of other people struggle through. And like I said at the beginning in my intros, I try to share my own journey, and part of that journey is the struggles, is imposter syndrome, is not knowing what to focus my attention on. So that's definitely like the biggest struggle. But all of that being said, again, I don't have any advice for this because it's something that I'm currently going through. But I did jot down three things that I want to try to hopefully help me with this decision fatigue. If you haven't heard what decision fatigue is, it's essentially the thing that happens to your brain when you try to make too many decisions. When there's too many decisions in front of you, your brain just kind of like shuts down. It's too tired to even decide on a single thing. So like when you go to a restaurant and the menu is like 3 pages long and you can't decide, it's because they've given you too many options. You can't decide on what to eat. At least that happens to me a lot. So anyway, the three things that I'm going to try to do in the next month, and you guys can definitely follow up with me on that and keep me accountable, are, let me get my paper real quick. I wrote it down, actually. So this is a good one. So the first thing I wrote down is to focus on what I can control. So that being said, I want to make sure that I set aside time for, and that kind of goes into the second one, which is blocking time out of my calendar, which I talk about a whole bunch. But the first one is doing that for the things that I can control. So for example, I know I teach certain classes at certain times. I know that I want to put in X amount of hours as a freelancer for one of my freelancing jobs. So setting aside time for that and controlling those hours as much as I possibly can and making sure that those are non-negotiables. So that way I don't stress about all the things that I have to do. And I think in that, it will help me realize how much time I actually have left to even worry about all of these other things that I want to do. And so, yeah, I think this one will be really helpful because I'm going to write it down either in my calendar or Notion or on one of my time tracking apps that I have way too many of. I'm going to somehow visualize what's already taking up my time and things that I can't remove from my calendar. And those are things that I know that I can control already. So I just finished talking about the first thing that I'm going to try my hardest to do in order to avoid feeling stressed when I'm thinking about all the things that I want to accomplish when I'm not actually working. And one of those things is realizing how many hours in my week I'm actually working, so I can't dedicate those hours to being stressed out about something else. So that's step one, is somehow visualizing the time that I've already got blocked up and away from the calendar. So if this is something that you're struggling with, like, feel free to try it with me and see if what works for you, what doesn't. And if you have any other tips or tricks that I can implement that has worked for you, please let me know, either by reaching out to me on any of the social medias or in the comments below. But we're not done yet. There's other things I'm going to try. So one thing that I know helps me a ton, just like in life, is journaling. And the journal doesn't have to be like, dear diary, today, blah, blah, blah. No. My journal, the journal that I've picked up on that has helped me a ton, is called the 5-Minute Journal. And I actually have never bought that journal, but I kind of implement that thing in my own notebooks. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of notebooks. I mention it all the time. So I do have my set of notebooks that I go through to do the 5-Minute Journals. And what it is at the beginning of your day, you track three things you're grateful for, three things that you could do to make today great, and a daily affirmation. Something simple, something small or big, that's totally up to you. It's your journal. But having just starting my day off with that helps a lot. And then at the end of the day, stating three good things that happened today, and then how could I have made today better? So what I really like about those is the middle one in the first part of the day, and then the last one in the second part of the day, is it focuses not on like what went well today, what didn't go well today, because that can be filled with things that are totally out of your control. Like Snowmageddon in Texas last week was totally out of my control, but it's something that I faced, and that's not something that I purposefully did to make my day better or worse. And it's not something that I could have controlled. So the way that journaling works for me is that it clearly states what's in my control, and then obviously like things that I'm grateful for, and then the affirmations really, really work for me, because it's almost like a daily reminder of the goals that I want to set for myself and kind of what I want to move towards going forward in my life. And so just having that daily reminder of what I'm working towards helps me focus my mind and just like my day, my time, on the things that actually matter, which kind of leads into the third thing that I'm going to try a little bit more like stricter on. You guys can help me with my English. If I ever have like mega English mistakes, let me know. So as far as like prioritizing goes, this is something that my sister says all the time. She focuses on prioritizing one big thing in a week and then like two minor things. No more, no less. So if you try to focus on more than one major thing a week, it just like you can't focus on two things at the same time. Not that you can't, but like as far as goals go, like as far as trying to take up your extra time, the few extra hours that you do have in a day, try to do like five things with that. It's not gonna work. But try focusing on one thing either per day or per week, and that way you are able to get into that zone, even if that zone lasts a couple of hours a day or throughout the week. You at least know what to go to first, and you're not wasting time trying to decide what to work on. You just sit down and work on the thing that you want to work on. And then two small tasks. So like if you happen to finish one of the big tasks and you have maybe like 5 minutes, so like just enough time to do a small task but not enough time to really focus in on your big priority, then you have something else that you can kind of diverge your attention to, something like that. Hopefully you understand my English phrases. So that concludes my real talk episode, where I'm telling you, complaining to you, venting to you, however you want to take it, about just like my real life struggles as a software developer currently, especially with, I keep saying this year, but it's now just accumulation of last year with COVID, this year with the weather, and just a lot of things that are out of my control, and to make sure that I'm sharing all of my experience as a software developer with you on this podcast rather than just shooting advice to you. Obviously a lot of that advice comes from things I wish I would have known, but this is currently things I wish I knew now that I don't yet have the answers to. But I'm going to try the three things that I said I was going to try, and if you want to hear how that's going, definitely let me know, and I can do like a quick follow-up either on a separate episode or just talk about it quickly in my Instagram or something like that. So you guys let me know, and thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next week, or I guess more likely you will listen to me next week. You won't see me because I don't know where you live. If I did, that'd be creepy. And I'm gonna end this. Okay, bye.